Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir sponsored this month generously by Janine and Cal Nathan in honor of their newest grandchildren, Aliza Rochel, born to their children, Brian and Nicole, and Rafael Simcha, born to their children, Matthew and Lizzie. We should only share in Simchas. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Lamed Vav in the Ois V'Odor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting Daf Lamed Hamud Beis on the bottom, one line before the end. The Gemara brings Lo Yisoif Dover Lochim Afilu Yeveshim Shenis Lachlecho. What does it mean? Referring to the Mishnah that said that there are some items you're not allowed to do a tumana, not allowed to cover it while it's moist, but if it's dry, you could. So says the Gemara, when I say not to come and use pulp when it's moist, it doesn't mean only when it's naturally moist, meaning that that's how it came out from the ground. It didn't dry up yet. But if it dried up and then it got wet later, then maybe you could use it. So the Gemara, no, even if it's not naturally lochim, it's already dry, but if it became wet, you're not allowed to use it. How do we know that? Says the Gemara, mean Eilin Moichin. You're learning from the Moichin, from the fibers, from the soft material. Says the Gemara, Daflam Vav Amud Aleph, Umoichim Loike Yeveshim Shin Nislach Lachuhem. Moichim is not naturally moist. It's dry. It comes dry. So how did it become moist? Because some wetness went into it. Some liquid fell on it. You see that anything that becomes wet later is also considered to be Lachim regarding a Tmono, that it adds Hevel, adds heat. Says the Gemara, if so, Rabbi Yochanan bar Shilo Hado Amro, you see from here, Ayen de Komer Aido, the one who wants to do Hatmona with these dimensions in our Mishnah, Tzorich Mechastre Tzivchad, he needs to reduce a little bit the pot. If the pot is overfull, got still the top, make sure to take a little bit away from the pot in order for it not to be so full. Tzivchad always means a little bit in the Yerushalmi. Why? To also massive, he's going to come carry it out for shavko umarticho, and he's going to come to spill. We said if it's moist, even if it's not naturally moist, if liquid fell on it later, so then these items are adding heat, and it's a problem of atmana. So if the pot is completely full, when he comes to move the pot, it's going to spill into the cover, and it will make a problem of atmana. Says the word Tama Tanina, we learned over there. V'chen begefes, talk about pulp chadosho. I will be shana tohar. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Kelim that if you have an oven that you heat it up with gefet, with pulp, which is new, so there is moist in it, and then the liquid will come out and it causes the oven to become tummy. Aval b'yishana, but if it's old pulp, so it's completely dry, so then at the start there's no moist coming out and it doesn't cause the oven to become tummy. Hezohi chadosho v'hezi yishana. What is called new and old by pulp? Within 12 months that you have the leftover residue of sesame or olives, so that it still has some moist in it, some liquid in it. After 12 months, then it's completely dry. And this will be enough kamina also regarding hatamono. Says the Gemara, miksus or peirus or kind of yoino. You can do a tmana with clothing, with fruits, or the wings of a dove. So the Gemara says what we mentioned before. You do barpazi b'shem avir miyo barchanino hadot eterim b'shalei rabis rakuvison. It's only if the majority of the fruits is not rotten, it's not spoiled. Avar rabis rakuvison. If you have a lot of spoilage in the fruits, also litwan behem. Why? Because then the something which is spoiled does add heat. So you go based on the roi, based on the majority. So the Mishnah ends and it says the Neoyu Shepishton, which means it's the residue of the flax, which is a sawdust. So the Mishnah ends and said the Abuda says that Bedako, if it's very fine, you're not allowed to use it. Begasa, you're allowed to use it. Says the Gemara, Onon Taninon Nisoyris. Taindeve Rebbe Neoyris. Meaning in our Mishnah, Rabbi is coming to argue on the Nisoyris, on the sawdust. And the Brice of Be'rebi is coming to argue on the oiris, which means the residue of the flax. Hado amro, hi ado, hi ado. So that tells me that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on both. He's arguing on the oiris and on the nesoiris, meaning both on the sawdust and on this residue of the flax. Then in both cases, if it's daka, you're not allowed to use it. If it's gasa, you're allowed to use it. That's what Rabbi Chaim learned in the Gemara. The Mefarshim here on the Daf say a little differently. They say that the girsa of our Mishnah is Nesoyrus Shecharashim, and Rebbe's girsa is Neoyrus Shecharashim. So the question, which Lashon is correct? We say they're both the same. Nesoyrus and Neoyrus both mean the same thing when we talk about sawdust. Halacha Bey Zog the Mishnah. Toimim B'shlochim U'metaltalim Oysom. You're allowed to do a tumana in hides, and you're allowed to carry the hides because they're being used to lay down on and to use them as a kli. Because it's a mer ve'ein metalta moisum. You're allowed to use wool flakes, but you're not allowed to carry them. Why? It's not a kli. It's not a kli. It's mukze. So you're not allowed to move it. Ketzado, he says, how do you take, how do you get, how are you able to get to the pot when you have on top of a gizet semer? Noitel saksus vem noifles. What you do is, you take out the cover of the pot, and by picking that up, automatically the wool falls off. And as Reb Chaim points out, it's not a bosis, the dover, her usser, because the cover of the pot is meant to cover the pot, not meant to carry on top of it the wool. This we saw earlier as well. When you have the pot in a basket, just take the entire basket and tilt it on the side, and then take what you need from the pot. Do not take the pot out of the basket. Because maybe you'll take the pot, he'll not be able to return it because the wool will fall inside. And the only way to return it is to move the wool, which is mukta. So you don't take out the pot at all. You can take out the pot and return it if it's still place to put it in, and we're not choishesh if there's no place to put it in, then you'll return it in a way which is usher. Says the Gemara, Tony Meshloch without the Moisom and Buddha and Pazibish of Yenison and other Tame and Sunim itself Balabais. We talk about hides that are by the Balabais, meaning their home, in a private home. So then usually you use it as a kli, and then we said over here in the Mishnah that you're allowed to use this hide, it's not mukze. Avim and Sunim Beapoitiki. But if it's put in storage, meaning it's meant for commercial use, so then you're not allowed to use it, loy bedo. Why? Because then it's mukse, he's not using it for his own purpose. Continues the one until begins at 7 v'im et altem oisom, till you're not allowed to use the wool flax. The only time you're not allowed to use the wool is only if it's in the storage and meant for commercial use. I'm in a sunim, it's about ba'is, loy bedo. If it's in the home, so then the Baal Bais has das to them, and he wants to use them, and he did designate them, and they're not mukse anymore. So as Reb Chaim points out, these two sentences of the Gemara argue with each other. Reb Yudah and Pazin, and Reb Yenison, argues on Reb Yudah and Reb Yechanan. Because it can be that the Gizit Semer and the Hides, if it's in the house, you can use them, and if it's in a poitiki, you can't use them. Then there's no difference between the Gizit Semer and the Hides. The Mishnah clearly differentiates between them. Elama, or we go with the first sheet of the boat or in the house, you can use the Hides, but not the Gizit Semer because it's still mukze, or they're both in a poitiki, and then you can use the wool, but if they're both in the house, you can use both, and it's a machlekes here in the Gemara. You're allowed to take a mat and put it on top of bricks that are set aside to be used for building. You're allowed to cover it on Shabbos. What's the chiddush? Here we go into the kudah that says, can you take a kli for something which you're not, which is mukse on Shabbos? In the Bible, it's under the category of noitlin kli letzorch dover hanitul. Can you carry something for something which is not, you're not allowed to move? So Rav says you could. You could carry a machzalis, a mat, to cover bricks that you're not allowed to move. Oh, Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi. Shimon, the son of Rabbi, said, I didn't hear from Abba the following thing. But my sister told me that he said, what? Beitza shenol debi yomtiv. You have an egg that was laid on yomtiv. Soyimchim lo klib shvil shoyses galgil. Av ein koyfim aleasakli. You want to make sure the egg doesn't break. So what can you do? You're not allowed to cover the egg with a kli. You only can put a kli right next to the egg so the egg doesn't roll over. Now, by putting it next to it, it doesn't look so much like using the kli for the egg because you're just putting it next to it. But to cover the egg with a kli, you're not allowed to do because he said in the name of Rebbe that you're not allowed to carry a kli for something you cannot move on Yom Tov because it's mukta. Continues the word of Lamvov on the base. Shmuel says, no, you could take the kli and cover the egg with a kli. You can put a kli on top of the egg, but make sure the kli doesn't touch the egg, so you won't be moving the egg, which is mukze. So Gemara says here, the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel, that he could do such a thing. Says Gemara, Tani Rabbi Shai, Rabbi Shai has had a braiso. Nochil shadvoyim, you have bees, you can protect the bees by putting a sheet in order to protect them from the sun or from the rain. And the Gemara understands it means you put it on top of the bees. So the chura and the brice it says like Rav and Shmuel. So what's the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel? You could carry an item to cover something which is mukta. Answers the Gemara, Karmila Malon, Karmila Matan. Rav and Shmuel says you can put a kli on top of mukta. And that's coming to tell you can move a kli for mukta. But Rishai is talking about putting it underneath the bees. Because the bees, for example, says Reb Chaim, is between the branches of the tree. You're putting it beneath. So there, if it would be only for the bees, it would be also because of Mevata Kli Mechame, causing the Kli to be not usable anymore, because only Mukta is going to fall on it. Elamai, I have to say that honey will fall on it too. And therefore, he's putting this sheet not for the bees, but for the honey. So if so, it's nothing to do with Rav and Shmuel, because he are taking a Kli for the purpose of something which is not Mukta. Rabisto Abishav Rav Yisrael Chanino, Chapi Lesutois Osu Lataltalon. There's even covers that you put on top of a boat. You're not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. Ketuvos the Gemara were using the gifts of Reb Chaim. Metzadeto means traps. Have a prison. They were spread out. Have a mishtar for goyshim shul. Getting burned in the sun. Also shown Lerav Mao Metalton. Can I carry these traps? Only chashivtan aleim mastisim tochoyser reshechon. Put it in mind that you want to use these traps to put it under your head as a pillow. The Shari Lechoin Metal Talton. And now you can carry it. Why? Because any Kli, which is a Machter Leser, something you're not allowed to use in Shabbos, if you need to use it for your own purpose, for your own usage, Kli Shem Machter Leser, you're allowed to carry for your own usage. So I have here these traps there, Mukta, I want to use it, put it as a pillow, so you can carry it on Shabbos. Reb Zeiro B'Shem Avirmio Roshei Klunasiyos, which is beams. So the beams are muktzabachas gufoy. It's something that doesn't have a din of a kli, of a vessel. You can designate it on Shabbos. On Shabbos you can't move them, even if you need to use it for something for your own purpose. So what do? The day before you have in mind to make this into a kli, to use it on Shabbos, and then it becomes a kli, shemalach toletor, and you can all use it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi salgun l'sidro de barulo. Rabbi Yossi went to the besmerdush of Ulo. They have a ravotamon. There was a party over there. They have a taman, and there was there roshei klunasios, these beams. Also, in Shalom Leh, they came and asked him, Mao l'taltalon, can we carry these beams? Amalon, im chashavta lemit, or if you thought about it yesterday, mutu l'taltalon. Fim lav, enate mutu l'taltalon. If not, you can't carry it. Tani Rav Chalavta Bar Shol, similar idea, muchim shechishav lemit, or mutu l'taltalon. If you have muchim, you have these fibers that he had in mind that the day before, you'll have to carry it. Tani Abayisim Shol Tzovos Shel Koyrus Shechishav Aleim Etmol Mutil Tatlom. Abayisim Shol said, if you have these beams that he had in mind to use them on Shabbos, he's allowed to carry it. Abayisim Chanina B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acho, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, and Chanina B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Ba'Abayisi, Abba Shalchov. They said the father was someone who deals with heights. Avraham Maloni told us, Kishu Lachem Rosh Gezias Temutorim Letantam Lemocher. Do a little bit of a knot before Shabbos, and then you can carry it tomorrow. So what do you see over here? Now it's a new shita. The new shita says it's not enough to think about it the day before, to have a machshava only that you want to use it on Shabbos. You need to do a maisa. You have to do some action to come and designate it for Shabbos. Chizki omar filu malo. You don't have to tie it. You could sew it a little bit. Make a small action. Rav omar, chariyo shegidon l'shchivo. He took these pieces from the palm tree. He took these hard pieces of wood from the tree. Shegidon l'shchiv, he cut it down in order to use it for laying down in it. Einam tzrichum kishur, you don't have to tie them up as well. Le'olin, but if he had in mind to use this piece of wood for tents, which is muktzeh, and now he wants to redesignate it, tzrichus kishur, then you need to have a ma'aseh. It's not enough to have a machshava. To take it out from its original designation, to put it into another designation, which is allowed on Shabbos, you have to do a ma'aseh, and not only a machshava, you have to tie it up. Even if originally it was meant for laying down, you have to do a ma'aseh to designate for that. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Chizkiyo, V'lo yidomi kishur derav beholim, lekishur deravada barchano bekelim. Meaning what Rav says, you have to do a kishur when it's designated for tents, it's not the same kishur that Rav Abba said you have to do for all the different branches. Why? What's the difference? Kishur derav beholim hachikshur es kol hakoytzim. When Rav says, I want to redesignate from a tent to laying down, he has to take all the branches and tie the whole branches together to clearly take it out from being a tent to being something you're going to lay down on. But Rav Abba is only to do something to show that you're using it as a kli. So meaning Rav Abba is saying, I need to show that I'm using it as a kli. Small demonstration is good. Rav says, I don't have to do that, but if it's designated for something else, and I want to redesignate it, then I have to do a very big pe'ula to take it out from its original state. And the Gemara concludes that Lamazayin and Mudalef, Im Oyer Me'at Achihikshus Akoitzim, if Rav Abba it requires to tie up all the branches, in Maisa Godlum Yizeh, that's the biggest Maisa. What's the Chiddush of Rav Abba? What is Rav Abba saying? Of course, when you do a big Maisa, you can use it on Shabbos. Elamai, Rav Abba's talking, if I didn't do it, I have to do something, but something small is good enough. So Rav Abba's Machri, they require to do something always. But he's Meikel, you don't have to do a big Maisa, even a small Maisa is good enough. And the Gemara is going to continue this sugya in the next Amud to come in and put the machlekes together, how much you have to do in order to designate something to be used on Shabbos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Lamed Vov.